Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Joe, we're going to head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. We're going to talk to Manish Mehta, who's the Jets NFL columnist. The New York Daily News, also friend of the show. He's been on with us a lot. Manish, good morning. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
Manish, we're doing good, man. We're hanging in there, trying to get things turned around after week one here. But I got to ask you, so there are a lot of people after the game, and it wasn't just you. Nationals said Adam Gase got to go after the first game. I was a little surprised after just one game against a good Buffalo team. What was it had so many people fired up that didn't look right in week one?
Well, they were a train wreck, and as you guys know, I'm probably Adam Gase's biggest critic. I wouldn't fire him after one game. That's a bit extreme. I don't think they were nearly as bad as they showed in week one. I don't think they're a particularly good team, but everything that could go wrong did right from the jump. They didn't look prepared offensively. They don't have the personnel defensively, specifically on the back end, and that's why before you knew it, they were down 21-0, and, you know, they had a window dressing touchdown in the final minute of the game to make it a little bit respectable on the score board, but the reality is that they were never really in this game.
Manish, if Sam Darnold doesn't turn into a very good quarterback in the NFL, Adam Gase is going to get all the toast for that, right? Like, that's the main reason why he was brought in, or one of them at least?
Well, that's the primary reason he was hired. There's no other reason to hire him, given his failures in Miami. I don't have to detail all that with you guys. You're well aware of it. It's an interesting dynamic, though, with Darnold, because he didn't look particularly good yesterday, and obviously, you know, there's a long season ahead. But if he doesn't improve, there's going to be questions about whether Darnold is the issue or whether Gase is the issue or whether it's a combination of the two. You know, I'm of the belief that this is a talented young player, only 23 years old, and if you don't surround him with the proper people, both, you know, in terms of in the huddle and teaching him, he's never going to succeed. And this is such a delicate part of a young quarterback's development. If you don't have the pieces around him and if you don't have the proper teacher, the guy's going to be ruined. And, you know, I hope that doesn't happen for Sam Darnold, but, you know, I need to see vast improvement over the next, you know, 3 months before I can determine whether, the Jets made the right decision. I think they did. But it would be the worst thing for this franchise if they ruined this kid because they didn't have weapons around him and if they didn't bring in the right coach for him.
Le'Veon Bell, I know he injured his hamstring. Looks like he's going to be out for a couple weeks. But the Le'Veon Bell, Adam Gase stuff that's gone back and forth since he's been here, whether it's a practice, whether it's being on a different page with a zillion different things, it really is amazing. Is it lack of communication? Is it just two weird personalities? What is the problem there?
Well, look, I think Le'Veon Bell made the right decision for him personally when he signed with the Jets because they offered him the most money. In effect, it was a 2-year, $28 million deal, much more than any other team was willing to offer him in terms of guarantees. So from that standpoint, I think he's happy with the decision. But from a strictly football and career standpoint, I think he made a terrible decision, and I think that this was a guy who was on a Hall of Fame track when we last saw him in Pittsburgh, and his career, has gone, you know, right down the toilet. And I think part of that is because of the head coach and the offense. They've never been on the same page because this offense doesn't run through one running back. This is a coach who likes to rotate guys in, as you guys are fully aware. And he wasn't used right last year. He came into this season in incredible shape, the lightest he's ever been, really motivated to do well. And then he got a freak hamstring injury on a play in which he was held. It would have been a walk-in 20-some-odd yard touchdown catch, but he was held by the Bills linebacker. So an unfortunate start for him. As you guys know, hamstring injuries are tricky to diagnose. Who knows how long he'll actually be out, but it's he's off to a bad start this year for sure.
Go ahead.
I was just going to ask, and just kind of with the Le'Veon Bell situation, you've covered this franchise for a while now. What do you think was a worse decision to make, trading Jamal Adams or signing Le'Veon Bell?
Well, look, Le'Veon Bell is about money and short term, a 2-year window. Jamal Adams is a 24-year-old superstar player who proved that yet again in his first game with the Seahawks. Trading that player away, I think it was a colossal mistake, and you know, barring injury, to me, Jamal Adams is going to be a perennial All-Pro. He's already been a Pro Bowler twice in the first 3 years. That was by far the bigger mistake, because that's a mistake that could have an impact on this franchise for the next decade.
What's the relationship right now as far as who's calling the shots? It can't be 50-50. Adam Gase or Joe Douglas, the new general manager?
Well, you know how it works. Typically, on the NFL calendar, the general manager hands things off to the head coach when the season begins. So it's an Adam Gase production right now. Now, look, they're going to shuffle guys in from a roster standpoint here and there, but we're talking about marginal, you know, middling players at best. The bulk of the work that Joe Douglas was going to do is over, just like it is for all general managers. So at this point, for the next 3 or 4 months, it's all about what Adam Gase is going to do with what has been given to him and what he participated in. He participated in structuring this roster. I just think there's an arrogance and a defiance there, which is really strange. They just got their doors blown out, and then yesterday, after reflection, you would think that a coach would be contrite, humble, take some responsibility. Adam Gase was none of that. He said in hindsight he wouldn't have changed anything from a play-calling perspective. Based on what the Bills were doing defensively. To me, that's a loser's mindset. You know, offense is attack. They're supposed to be on the attack. They're supposed to dictate terms. And, you know, after the game, Adam Gase said, look, guys were open. We didn't make the throws. Or guys were open and guys dropped the ball. So he, in effect, threw his quarterback and his receivers under the bus, as he typically does. He didn't take responsibility on Sunday after the game. He didn't take responsibility yesterday. And I think that's probably at the root of the problem with Adam Gase and with the New York Jets right now.
Were you talking about Adam with the Dolphins, or was that with the Jets? You just said that. I'm not sure. I'm not sure which guy you were just talking about when you said that.
I mean, that's his DNA, right? And it's unfortunate because you would think a guy would grow and learn from his mistakes as a first-time head coach, but I have seen none of that. I didn't see any of that last year. I didn't see any of that after the game in week one. This is a guy who's rigid. He's set in his ways. He's a fast talker. He's a good salesman. That's obviously how he got the job the second time around as a head coach in the NFL. But there's a difference between talking about coaching and actually producing as a head coach. And the results are pretty evident. He is a poor head coach, and he talks a good game, and he rarely backs it up.
Who would have final say for him losing the job? Where would that have to come from, overseas? Or no, nobody here can make that decision, correct?
Yeah, I think that's an ownership decision, and as you just alluded to, Woody Johnson is in the U.K. right now as the Trump ambassador. Now, he could be back before the season is over, and he ultimately will call the shots. His brother, Christopher Johnson, made the Adam Gase hire. He is all in with Adam Gase. I think, you know, if you got him in a private moment, he might admit that he made a mistake, but this is an executive who's described Adam Gase as a quote-unquote innovator who was, quote, coaching football to where it's going. And the only place I've seen the Jet offense going over the last year and a half is backwards.
Yeah. Manish, does Adam make it through the whole season, do you think?
I think so. The Jets' ownership typically does not fire guys in season. You know, something would have to go drastically wrong. You know, maybe you know, he would have to do something egregious, maybe say something untoward at the owner. That wouldn't be unprecedented for him. But, you know, anything short of that, I think, would guarantee that he would be coaching for the season, for the entire season. The wheels would really have to completely come off for them to make a change in season, because that's typically not how the Johnsons do it.
All right, but before we let you go, how are you doing with him with all this stuff? Like, how does he treat you day to day? I know you don't see each other face to face in the new rules and regulations of COVID-19, but what is it like? Is it awkward, or he obviously knows and reads everything, knows everything that's out there. So how is it with you guys?
Yeah, look, he obviously reads everything and tells everyone he reads nothing. Nobody believes
that's
that.
A lie.
Of course
that's
that is.
A lie.
Look, my job is to report is what's happening. If he does well, as he did over a few game stretch against some bad teams last year, you have to commend him. You have to praise him. The bottom line is you have to hold him accountable. That's the job of a reporter. The reporter's job is not to be the story. The reporter's job is to be straight, to be honest, and to hold decision makers accountable, whether that's Adam Gase or Joe Douglas or Christopher Johnson. That's what we have to do. You don't drink the Kool-Aid. You're not a member of the organization. You don't work for the PR staff. There are other people who are conduits for the head coach, and they have the reasons for doing that. My job is to hold him accountable. If things are going well, you praise him for it. If things are not going well, you don't pretend that things are.
Yeah. Thanks, Manish. Woo. We really appreciate you coming on, man. Really
always.
Do. Thank you so much.
Anytime, guys. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.